Hello and welcome to Lina Agile Show. I'm your host Shaheen, and today I have a special episode for you on KLR. You guys might not know what KLR is, but I'm here to tell you all about that. This was after a long time that I was able to attend a in-person event. And the event was called Kanban Leadership Retreat. You guys might want to know what that is. If you're interested in Kanban, this is one of the more exclusive event that you can attend. It's for the people from all around the world. On the website, it says, come here to challenge, explore, and connect. It's pretty simple. Connect means to connect with other people, but explore and go deeper into the concept that is already there, or even challenge the original established ideas there. And going into KLR, you would be able to share the latest with the like-minded people and get something out of it which is fresh off the cook. It was my first time attending in person one at San Diego. It was a very nice weather, and it was with around 50 people that I attended. I was able to attend and get away from the cold weather in Toronto and go to San Diego, which was very nice. The venue was very nice as well. The people was awesome. And it started a little about KLR, and then I go to the session that I had. The KLR starts with an open space format, but it's with a customized open space format. It has been customized to make it more efficient, if you ask me. So similar to open space, if you know that. People propose topics, but after everyone proposed topics, they put it in different categories, and then people are going to vote on topics. Then the topics that got the highest amount of vote will be picked, and people with the topics that got picked, they are going to talk about that in a schedule for the next day. And yes, it's every night you prepare for your next day. That's one of the uniqueness of KLRs, that it was happening from the morning till noon and from dinner time till late at night. So in between, from noon to lunch time to dinner time, you had the opportunity to even connect more, take some rest, re-energize, go do some sightseeing, connect with other people, whatever you want to do. It wasn't a typical day conference that you might have thinking about. As I say, there were lots of good topics that we have talked about. And one thing that I want to talk to you guys about was a session that I proposed. I called it Kanban Ninjas. But the core of the session was about how to use techniques and tools that we learn in the Kanban method without telling people about it, and as a ninja go in the organization and make them become more mature, become more effective, and become more efficient on their daily basis. And basically I'm going to share with you what we have come up with. It was a cozy setting that we had, some like-minded people that share some of the techniques that it would be very beneficial for you guys as well to use if you are following the Kanban method. So as I said, some of the techniques for using the things that we learned in Kanban. One of the things that I really enjoyed was a technique called mind, which is basically for the people that are picking up all of the tasks that is on the board. So if there is one person in the room in your team that is typically picking everything up, this was a technique shared by one of the AK sees there that whenever she sees that behavior happening, there is a soundtrack from Finding Nemo that it says mine, mine, mine. She used that soundtrack and played that soundtrack, and the person that is doing that is retracting from doing that and giving a chance for other people to take on work. This without telling them all the details about we need to do a teamwork, everyone needs to get a chance. This is a very vocal reminder of them that, hey, let's other pick up things and you can collaborate on those. Another one that I learned was a really simple technique. For before pulling any work, look to your right. If there is anything to your right of the board that you can help with. And if that's nothing there, look to the top. In the same column that you are, if there is something on top of you that someone needs help with or someone is working on, you can pairing up on that one, do that. And then only then, look to your left. So this is going to help with smoothing your burn down chart if you are working in a Scrum fashion. But what it does is it's limiting VIP without telling people that you are limiting the VIP for them, without forcing them to collaborate and say, instead of pulling a new thing, what can we do to make sure as a team to deliver? It's a simple rule. Look right, look up, and look left. Another one was that instead of asking the three questions was, what can we do today looking at our board? Just ask that to a team. What can we do today looking at our board? This might surprise you and it might get the team into the conversation of what can be done. And instead of just giving you the status update, not caring about what other people are doing, this question ground them in the V mindset. Another technique that we talked about was my hands are wet technique. So instead of you as a person, whatever role you might have, a Scrum Master, SDM, Kanban coach, Agile coach, Delivery Manager, whatever role you have, when people are asking you to do things that you want them to pick up, for example, if they're asking you to move the ticket for them from one column to another column, you are going to tell them that my hands are wet. Or, for example, my keyboard are not working, my mouse battery died. So you come up with an excuse for them to take the ownership. After a couple of times doing this, basically it will become a habit in the team that when you're saying my hands are wet, meaning that they need to do something about it. Another technique that helped with the leadership at all levels at teams was a very simple technique. Last one to the meeting will be helping with facilitation of the meeting. So this would help with people being on time and also sharing the facilitation of that meeting. For example, if there is a stand-up or is a daily Kanban meeting, you can simply do that. Another technique that was shared in the Kanban Ninjas talk was to basically cancel the three simple questions that you ask at the daily stand-up. Whatever those three questions for you would be. Instead, ask them to come to the stand-up or come to the Kanban meeting and use the time the way that they wanted. This was a very simple technique for letting them use their time in a wise manner. Another technique that we talked about and it was very helpful was actually two techniques was around CFDs, cumulative flow diagram. One of them was instead of using the CFDs, the full extent of CFDs with the leadership. Just use the arrival and departure for the whole band of statuses that you might have for the leadership. Just talk about what is the arrival rate that coming to this part of the organization, this team, this service area, and what is the departure rate. And show them that the Kanban method would help them be predictable and level off the demand versus the capacity. Another one about the CFD was that you can use CFD if you convince people to use burn up instead of burn down, and the CFD is a more detailed version of the burn down. So if people get to use looking at burn up charts, then you can easily replace that with the same CFD for the same period of time. Another great technique that was shared was, instead of going and asking about what was the flow efficiency, for example, let's calculate that and let's talk about what areas the bottlenecks are happening, in what areas do we need to have some help. Instead, you can easily use a technique called let's explore with what you have finished and celebrate that. Ask the team members, ask the whole team or part of the team or one member, what have you finished? What shall we celebrate about this? And then you can then go into detail. Okay, so this is the one thing that we are celebrating. What was the high value about this? What was the value that it delivered? Where was the effort coming? What was the start time and end time? So basically, you're starting on a high note and getting them all of this information from them. And easily then by that, you kind of reverse engineering the flow efficiency. Yes, it's not going to give you the exact flow efficiency or the calculation of flow efficiency that you wanted, but it gives you a very high level easy access number to work with. You can do the same thing with blocker clustering. If you're familiar with that, you can use the same technique. That's, hey, let's explore what we have achieved. Let's explore in this achievement what was blocked and what can we do better. And for how long have we blocked? What was the reason for the blockage? So start with a positive note and go there. Another technique that was very helpful was, instead of talking to them about KMM and Kanban maturity model, if you can put a KMM poster without the headings of Kanban maturity model so that they don't get confused, but just show that poster to them and show the activities that they are doing and ask them, what are the behaviors, what are the signs that you see, and they can mark it on that poster. This would easily give you an idea of, instead of you figuring out at what level they are, it can easily give you an idea of where they are and where they think they are. So how does this help you would be, the help would be on the part that, okay, so you easily understood where they are with on the maturity, and then you can easily use the KMM to help them get more mature in the areas that they are less mature at. Another technique that we talked about, this is the technique that I typically use for team agreement, would ask them to do a color coding voting on the things that they agree and the things that they don't agree. So you can do the same color coding technique, color coding voting technique with KMM. Same setup, put a KMM poster up there, ask them to the areas that they all agree that they have, they see the behavior, see the signs, put a green sticky. The areas that they don't see any of those things, put a red sticky. And for the areas that they don't know what that means, don't put any sticky. So, and then when you look at this map, the area that is highlighted the most with the green stickies are the areas that everyone agrees that they are there. The areas that there are green and red stickies on the same area, there is some conflict there. That means that some people think they are there, some people think they are not there. So these are the areas that you as a coach that are there, you need to help them with. And the areas that are totally red, this is the area that the whole team agrees that they are not going there for now. So you, if you are thinking about going there, these areas are the heavy resistance area. So you probably better off of those area unless you have a very good reason to go there. Another technique or a good question that we shared was that, what do you really do well that we need to preserve? This again is focusing on the positive side, and when they are discussing these things, you can practically get the sources of dissatisfaction from them as well. When they are talking about these are the things that we need to preserve, the conversation will go into, and these are the things that we probably don't need to preserve. And then when you dig deeper, you can get the information about what are the sources of dissatisfactions are. And always, we talked about, it's always good to ask them every time that, what are you curious about when you're looking at the board? What do you see? What information do you get? What information do you need that you are not getting from the board? So these are some techniques that we talked about, and I call it Kanban Ninja again. The idea was not to, for example, talk about flow efficiency or blocker clustering, teaching them what that is, and then invite them to a session of blocker clustering and ask them to cluster their blockages and then talk about them. Instead of that, doing some techniques, hidden techniques, without them knowing that these are the Kanban techniques and tools that we are using, to get them better at what they do. If you have any Kanban Ninja technique, please share with us on the comments below, or send it to me. I'll be happy to, if I get lots of Kanban Ninja techniques, I will do another podcast episode as well. Again, thank you for listening to Lean on Agile show. I'm your host, Shaheen, and I'm hoping to see you the next time.